Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Naman, with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This week, Midwest Radio spoke to Amy Malley from the Baal No Name Club about the project that was undertaken by the group to plant 150 oak trees and create a walkway through the area. Later in the episode, we'll be offering you some smart energy conservation tips this winter. Amy begins by telling us the origins of the project in this West Mayo town.
Yeah, so in 2018, we were just sitting around and we were deciding the things we could do. We came up with six topics: wear it twice, fossil fuel, food consumption, cycling and walking days to school, a tree planting topic, and a media group. So in the end, we ended up coming with the tree planting, and it was mostly a topic that we could do during COVID, as you had to keep the distance. So we went back to the park and we were talking to the town parks, looking for a plot of land that we could plant 150 oak trees. They gave us a plot and we worked with what we had.
So planting 150 oak trees isn't a small undertaking. So there was probably a big group that kind of all came together to try and, I suppose, give some kind of an environmental change about it.
Yeah, so it was mostly my family, as we couldn't really bring in many other people in the 5 kilometer distance. So we kind of just took it day by day, a few trees each day, and we got them up. Then it was the watering and the heat wave had came, so that caused a lot of trouble. And then the river started drying up a bit, so we had to get a slurry tank full of water from the golf course so that we could plant, we could water the flowers each day. And then as the time went on, we just kept coming up with different ideas, like making animals out of wood and stuff. They're not masterpieces, but you get the idea. There's a dummy tree, a bug hotel, and there's a hand print that for kids to make wishes and things like that. So,
and not only having doing this project, you know, it's a big undertaking, but you did actually get recognition from Eco-UNESCO for the project, and I suppose what it kind of gives back to the environment.
Yeah, so me and one of the girls, Ava, we ended up going on a Zoom call with a video, and it was like people from all over Europe, and they were just talking, and we were talking about what we'd done, and they
decided that the project was good for the environment.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, the effect that planting trees has on giving back, you know, with oxygen and all that kind of thing. It's something small that pays off big when you're looking in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, you wouldn't think of it until the long run, really, because they're only small now, but they'll work out in the end.
So then, as you said, you made a walk around it, and there is, as you said, like little interactive things for people to look at, and it kind of, you're able to bring the community into something that you spent so long on, and, you know, to give back to the community as well.
Yeah, so the work was bringing in the maintenance as well to make the path, so the lads were doing that. And then it's for all ages, really. You have the young kids that would actually get the enjoyment out of looking at the things, and then you can go up to all ages, like the older people out for walks and everything. It's something for them, different than the normal walks.
And as well as that, speaking of awards, you've also been nominated for a Youth Mayo Person of the Year, which is on this evening. And again, in recognition of the work that has been carried out by both yourself and, I suppose, your peers around you, because it is something that you can't just undertake on your own.
Yeah, that was a surprise. I didn't think I'd actually get it in the end, but happy with it. Gurmila Mahagut to Angela Mackin for putting me in for this award as well. Very happy that she did.
So I suppose the baseline is the small steps. It is 150 trees, but in the concept of, say, one person planting a tree, one person planting 150 trees is really going to give back and help, I suppose, with our carbon footprint.
Yeah.
Here are 9 smart energy conservation tips that you can do this winter.
Wrap up warm. Set thermostats low and insulate windows to save energy and stay eco-friendly in Ireland's winter. Harness sunlight. Turn off unused appliances and upgrade to energy-efficient heaters for sustainable warmth in Irish winters. Use rugs on floors, close curtains at night, and service your heating system to save energy during Ireland's chilly season.
Invest in smart thermostats. Unplug chargers and utilise draft stoppers to conserve energy and stay snug in the winter. Cook efficiently. Dry clothes outdoors and consider renewable energy sources to cut down winter energy consumption in the country. Regularly maintain boilers, switch to energy-saving appliances and embrace layer clothing for a cosy, energy-efficient winter.
Seal doors, turn off standby electronics and practice mindful energy use to keep warm and eco-friendly during Ireland's winter months. Embrace hot water conservation. Schedule heating wisely and use programmable thermostats for sustainable warmth in Ireland's winter climate. Upgrade to energy-efficient windows. Practice zone heating and encourage community efforts for a greener, more sustainable winter in Ireland.
Ours to protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commissioner Naman, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
That concludes this week's episode of Ours to Protect. If you want more information, head over to ourstoprotect.ie or midwestradio.ie. Keep an eye on our social media channels to check out this week's tip sheet. And if you have a story we could use for Ours to Protect, email us now at ourstoprotect@midwestradio.ie. And don't forget to tune in each and every Friday morning on The Tommy Maron Show for Ours to Protect.